Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachos of Lechem Mishnah. So now we are holding by the actual bracha on the Lechem Mishnah. So the person should take both challahs, both whole loaves, both whole challahs, and hold them in his hand, both of them, v'shas the bracha of Birchas HaMaitzi. And when he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, when he says Hashem, he should pick up both challahs. That's what Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. In the Kavachayim, he brings down a Pi Arizal, not like the Mishnah Berurah. You should pick it up, v'shas, we say HaMaitzi. So it depends on your minig. I've seen the minig both ways. The Mishnah Berurah says, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you pick up both challahs. And some say, you say HaMaitzi Lechem Laretz, that's when you pick up both challahs. Now the minig is that before you make HaMaitzi, you make a little line on the pas, on the challah with your knife. And the reason is, in order to, you shouldn't waste too much time after the bracha trying to find a good place to cut it. Here you have a place to cut it already. And this is to memayit the hefsik between the bracha and the achila. But you shouldn't make a deep cut into the challah, because then it can make a shayla of a chaser. So therefore, just make a little roshim, just make a little simen, but don't dig deep into the challah, because then it could be a shayla of a chaser. And the truth is that Ilchaira, it should come out, and I saw this also in Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's Sefer as well, but it's Pasha Ilchaira, that if he can't find his simen after he makes HaMaitzi, he shouldn't waste time looking for that simen, because the whole point of the simen was that it shouldn't be a hefsik. If he's looking for that simen, that's a hefsik, so then that really defeats the whole purpose. So if you can't find that simen, just cut wherever you could without looking for it, because that will waste even more time. And the same thing if it's in a dark room, where you wouldn't be able to see it anyway, then there's no inyan to make this reshima, this simen, because you're not going to be able to use it anyway to memayit in the hefsek, because you can't see it. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that Friday night, the challah that you open is the bottom one. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Ramah says, dafka b'leil Shabbos, that you cut the bottom one. You cut the top one. We don't understand this, but this is the reason. So on Shabbos, Friday night, you cut the bottom one, and it's also be closer to you as well. But not only do you cut the bottom one, when you're holding in your hand, make sure the bottom one's a little bit closer to you, and this way, you'll be pegeh with that first, you're not going to pass over the other one, and therefore you'll cut the bottom one that is closer to you. And I don't know how this stems exactly with that Kaf HaChaim we said over the other day. The Kaf HaChaim says, from the Rizal, that you put both bottoms together, it looks like a one round challah. That doesn't sound like the top and the bottom. So I think the Mepharshim, they speak out, the Fida Rizal means that even then you hold it a little bit slightly, one's on top, one's on the bottom. And again, by night you do the bottom one, and by day, Suda, there you cut the El Yoyna. Everyone have a Gevaldige day.